Hello, welcome to those good old-fashioned values. I'm sick. I'm joined with me are also sick boys.
I'm okay. I'm not sick, really.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Are you a little sure? Tired, but not too
bad. Yeah, I'm a little
bad.
Groggy, but...
Sick in the damn head.
Yeah, I'm sick with HIV.
That's low-hanging fruit.
I know. Well, you've never stopped you from grabbing it.
Can we... It's a deadly condition. It decimated the community.
Every single day, you're just like, I just found some low-hanging fruit. Don't mind if I do.
Can we show a little respect, please?
It's free fruit and it's hanging down low? I don't even have to reach for it.
My great-uncle was actually a pretty influential physician in the AIDS crisis, and I respect him a great deal. Can we please not make jokes about it?
I fucked him and got AIDS from him.
You fucked me. I thought you gave him.
Yeah, I gave him AIDS.
The man's like 95. If he has AIDS, he's the best at having AIDS of all time.
He really is. He's a champ.
Yeah. Yeah. I think he was more just a gay doctor.
Imagine being a gay doctor who doesn't have AIDS. God damn.
I mean,
God damn.
That just feels like a skill check.
Yeah, that's crazy. No one would believe you is the thing, too. Like, you'd say, yeah, I'm a gay doctor, but I don't have AIDS. And in, like, 1987, everyone's like, so
the
you cured
you
yourself? Like, are you hiding something from us?
Are you pretending to be gay?
Yeah. One of those things
you just said
is a lie.
I get it. You're gay to be cool.
Yeah. Yeah, you're just making that up. No, what are we tier listing?
The idea that I had was we do, like, standard retail stores, but instead of how good or bad we think the store is, we're going over how nightmarish to acceptable it would be to work.
Yeah, that sounds fun. Right. Andy, post a list in here.
He did.
I did.
No, you didn't.
I'll post it again. A little bit.
Okay, I see it, but just have my back on this one, Ty, okay?
You dumb crap.
No, have my back.
You dumb nugget
of
crap.
He forgot.
Dumb little piece of bone-filled crap out of Nowell's ass.
Since Spencer is not ready,
I think I'll make
the first pick.
Imagine how much it would hurt if you were an owl to poop out crap and bones and stuff. Because, like, you're pooping out whole skeletons out your butt.
I think the store that we're gonna do first is Spencer's.
Oh,
yo, they let me own a store.
It'd be the bottom tier because you'd be mean to me all day.
Oh, you know it. You know it.
I don't think you'd be very nice to me.
I think this is one of the very few stores on this list that is like, I guess Hot Topic's still there, but that, like, if you're working here. You're probably, unfortunately, working in a mall.
Yeah.
So that's...
Mall job can be fun.
Also, you've got to know, like, all the little, like, tacky slogans that you have on all the shirts there, like, every single person that shops there comes in, like, snickers at it, and then makes a joke to you about it. And you have to deal with that.
Yeah.
You have to deal with every single customer's tight five. That's terrible.
Yeah, that's what I was also going to say. I think... Working at Spencer Pro is that you can just stick the butt plugs up your butt whenever you feel like it if you're having a slow day. But the con is that you have to deal with the type of people who shop at Spencer's.
Yeah. Also, yeah. I'm putting this in F since I don't like it has my name and it feels weird whenever people say it.
It's called Gay Guys Emporium.
Yep.
I also feel like that.
Got some of that fruit that was hanging all low and shit.
Yeah.
I grabbed like up that fruit like the shortest little monkey in the jungle. On account of how low it was. I'm like a little dwarf monkey.
Yeah,
I'm like a little lemur. I'm like that child lemur who was friends with King Julian in Madagascar on account of how small I am and how low the fruits I grab are hanging.
I mean, you're throwing something, but I think it's shit.
Lemurs don't do that.
Yeah, no. It would be funny to be like a king instead of asking for grapes. It's like, bring me some low-hanging fruit.
Yeah.
Bring me some berries.
Damn. If I was a king, I'd be asking for fruit all the time. I probably wouldn't be a king. I don't think they let me be a king. but
yeah, like
for multiple reasons. But I think that if I were somehow in the position to be a king, I would just be asking for food all day.
Yeah, I feel like the vibe at Spencer's is more obnoxious Hot Topic, and so having a more obnoxious clientele just it's not helping.
It's like Hot Topic, but for people who have learned how to smoke weed.
Yeah, true.
It's like the kind of people who go to Hot Topic, but like, oh no, what if we introduce this invasive species of marijuana to their ecosystem?
To their lungs.
Yeah, no, I think this is pretty cleanly an F tier. This is just a terrible store all around, terrible to work there, terrible to shop there. Yeah. Just nothing about this equation is good.
Yeah, no, it's pretty bad. I got a funny shirt from my stepdad for Christmas from there.
Oh, what did it say?
But it was just the Step Brothers from the movie Step Brothers, but it lit up if you plugged it in.
A light up t-shirt. Jesus.
No, it was a sweater. That sounds like a fire hazard. It was a sweater.
Yeah, that does sound like a fire hazard. That...
Yeah, I was trying to kill my stepdad.
Imagine bringing an extension cord to a party to show off your fucking sweater.
Or you got to stand in the corner next to the wall outlet all night.
Hold up, guys. Let me grab my generator from the car. I got to show you my sick ass sweater.
We don't need to fill the room with carbon monoxide, so I can't go too far from the door.
It's Dewey Cox from Lockhart. Guys, it's Talladega Nights on my sweater. Quick, let me get my server farm up and running so I can siphon some of the power from it.
Spencer, since I kind of threw that one at you, do you want to make the next pick?
I'm going to say Aldi, and I'm going to put that in God tier because they let you sit down. While you work.
Oh, yeah.
That is an immaculate thing for a register.
I cannot believe that this has not been universally accepted. Like, every single fat fuck manager, it's like, it looks more professional if you're standing up. And it's like, this is a coffee shop. We are not a systems analyst.
So I would like to offer a counterpoint. I agree Aldi is a great store and probably would be very fun to work for. You have to deal with poor people all day.
We've established your thoughts on them.
I think Ty might not have had a quarter for the carts.
What?
Don't they have the
fuck
thing
did you just say
to...
about me?
Okay.
Say that to my face. Yeah, I actually didn't hear what you said. What?
He said you ain't got no quarters.
Fuck, I didn't have any quarters. I come from a penny family.
It would be funny to try and insert 25 pennies into the...
It's not working.
Yeah.
I tried gluing them together and everything. It's not working.
Like, you can see the outline of them under the handlebar, like a fucking cartoon character that ate something bigger than them, just fucking spitting out.
Yeah, no, but...
Excuse me. The machine is jerrying with my pennies. Can you please fix it? Imagine that customer all day. That's what working at Aldi is like.
At Aldi, like, everyone there seems like they're just chilling. They're sitting down. They're all super... They actually want to talk to you. Like, it's so crazy. They're not, like, suicidal and, like, saying, like, don't you even fucking say a word to me. They're, like, actively, like, hey, how's your day going? Or whatever. It's crazy.
I think I'm a little biased because, like, the only times that, like, I shopped at Aldi a lot as a child... were when my dad was at his most divorced. And so, like, that affects my view of the kind of clientele you'd have to deal with if you were an employee there.
Yeah, it also, the food there is procedurally generated. Like, I don't...
Yeah, no.
It's...
That's some Gary's Mod-ass food in that store.
I love buying Happy Farms bread. There's a, they advertise their vegetables as fresh to frozen, which, what the fuck?
Yeah. Every piece of food in that store, came from, like, the t-shirt that they had to show on a television show because they couldn't wear a Coke t-shirt.
Yeah, no, it's crazy. And, you know, most of the food you're buying there, it tastes about the same. I don't care if I'm getting, like, crazy olives brand
super
olive oil.
Super cancer. Yeah.
Yeah, no. I'm...
Oh, sorry. My assumption is you're getting super cancer.
Nah, you're probably not. Probably not.
I mean, it's only probably like 2% worse than the cancer you'd be getting at other stores, but
yeah, that puts it into the super threshold. All right,
I don't know. I'm with Spencer on this one. Of chair is very
no powerful. Chair is good.
Yeah, I think we gotta put it in God tier.
That's fine.
Ty, would you like to? Which one would you like to pick?
So I'm gonna go with 7-Eleven, and
okay,
I feel like. It's a little low for me because not that there's anything wrong with being from the Indian subcontinent, but I don't think I want that for me.
Here's a question. Let's get off this topic with something a little safer. Does like 7-Eleven and gas stations in general, do they count as
7-Eleven isn't a gas station, is it?
They're at a lot of gas stations. Like,
I guess that most of my 7-Eleven experiences are in the city where you can't really have a gas station there.
Okay, yeah, I have never been to a place 7-Eleven without a gas station. So that colors my perception of it.
See, for me that's more like a Big Lots or like a maybe even a Wawa.
Hmm. Yeah, Wawa I think isn't like it is definitely
Wawa. It's fucking store. Is that on this list?
No,
Wawa's.
All right, yeah. Wawa. I would want to put God tier, but I do know someone who got stabbed twice working there.
Was it their fault? Was it their fault?
I don't. Well, I
Were
mean,
they
I heard
shit?
The story. I heard the story from them, so I don't know how accurate.
It sounds like they have like ops. It sounds like they have ops and they got pulled up on.
Yeah, but I think the ops was like a homeless guy who they told like you can't steal all that.
I don't know. That's you know? That's what you get. It's you know.
Yeah, you should be minding your own business. Yeah,
mind your business. But don't talk shit. Know your place.
Make sure the cameras can't see that you can totally see him stealing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn, twice.
Like you want as much plausible deniability as possible.
Yeah, that's crazy. Twice. Was it with like a big knife or was it just with like a little thing?
Pocket knife.
You know what? I think no matter the size of the knife, it's probably not great to get stabbed.
Yeah, probably. I hope you got some like workers' comp for that or something.
I don't think you get workers. I mean, I guess you get workers' comp forever, but I don't think it's the best working at Wawa.
Yeah, it's probably not. But we're talking about 7-Eleven, which is even worse.
I think the workers' comp for working at like 7-Eleven or Wawa is just like you get to take a free sandwich home.
I know. Literally, I have heard, and I don't know if this is still a policy now, but it used to be that at 7-Eleven, like they wouldn't let you bring your own food for shift meals. You had to eat the food they had there.
Did you have to pay for it?
Hopefully not, but that would be really funny.
Yeah, that would be...
Yeah, that's comically evil. So it's like, yeah, you can't bring anything with, like, whole wheat in it. You have to eat, like, 3 taquitos we gave you for 40% off.
Yeah.
You want some discounted Snickers? Here you go.
Here you go.
Oh, you could, for dessert every day, wash it down with the everything slushy. Which is, you know, all of the slushies in one giant cup mixed
I would
together.
Say if I worked at 7-Eleven, I'd be stealing so much Coke Zero. I would have a flask for that shit.
They serve alcohol, what? Right?
At 7-Eleven?
Yeah, they do.
Do they sell?
Do they?
Okay.
In my
like
state,
beer,
they do.
But not like...
Yeah, not hard shit.
I guess.
Yeah, I wasn't asking for like whiskey.
Can I get
like,
a cocktail from 7-Eleven?
Like...
Can you imagine if they sold like whiskey at 7-Eleven? They're calling it the most robbed store in history.
Could Prendar make me a mimosa?
You walk in and there's like a 50s bartender in like the full uniform.
There's an entire wing of like a local mob in there with Gatling guns holding it up.
Yeah.
You know, I do want to also say, since I associate
you're like, where the fuck did that gang from down the street that consists of 6 guys, where'd they get a tank?
I want to say, since 7-Eleven, I associate them with gas pumps. That adds a problem, which is that, like, since people will just stop there and get gas and use the bathrooms, I imagine the bathrooms in a 7-Eleven could be nightmarish to clean.
Oh, God.
Well, I've heard they're pretty nice, actually.
Yeah, they smell great.
Yeah, I've heard the 7-Eleven bathroom's actually pretty solid.
Yeah, I mean, they're not drinking the gasoline, so they probably smell
what
fine.
What if he did, though? You wouldn't have to pay for any of the alcohol.
Yeah.
Do you ever do that when you're filling up your car? Do you ever, like, put a little bit in the cup just to, like, huff out it?
One of the best...
patting your car, you're like, one for you, one for me.
One of the best videos of all time is when someone got his tax refund and was streaming himself, like, pouring out gas onto the ground. It's like, it's tax season! Free money!
Nice. Did that actually happen?
Yeah, yeah. He's pouring from the tank everywhere, all over the ground.
Oh, that's so cool. I bet he's a great lover.
Yeah, no, 7-Eleven, I don't think there's any good sides to this at all, except for the free soda.
No.
Yeah. I mean, the free soda probably makes it better.
And it's probably not even free. You probably have to steal it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But I imagine it's not that hard to steal it if you know what you're doing.
I've heard Vishnu is a loving god.
God. Moving on! Okay, Andy, pick one.
I'm going to go bad in a different direction. Let's talk about working at Hobby Lobby.
Oh.
Folks?
Probably not great for me and Spencer.
Folks? Imperialism? Folks? Not Ooh. Good.
It is. Gay it is crazy that one time. It is crazy one time, like, 8 years ago, they got, like, in legal trouble because, like, their CEO, I think, smuggled, like, artifacts out of the Middle East.
Yeah, that's
like, they are.
But you don't often see a lot of CEOs like getting arrested for rune play.
Yeah, no. Do they have ties to ISIS too at some point?
Well, yeah, but that's just because ISIS loves doing the stick figure stuff. They love making like popsicle stick bridges.
Why is it? It's the most random ass fucking stores that are always like fascist. They are always...
I would argue that Hobby Lobby represents the kitsch inherent to fascism better than most other stores.
Yep.
That
I know
is
that's true.
True.
Yeah. I know that's right. True.
I know that is correct.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, though. As much as the management sucks, I feel like I could have a pretty good time working there. It's mostly old people and children.
I love the... Okay. Like, I'm sorry. I was looking up all their controversies. And a shopper reported being told by a store employee in Marlboro, New Jersey, that Hobby Lobby did not carry merchandise celebrating Jewish holidays as the store did not, quote, cater to you people.
Yeah, see? You're allowed to say that to customers.
You are allowed to be racist to customers.
That's what I'm saying.
I think we got to bump it up to C tier for that.
At the very least.
Yeah, no. Yes,
I'm not
evil.
Saying I want to, but having that option open, that's a game changer.
Yeah, no, you're not going to...
I mean, I don't think they would...
You've got the emergency valve, just in case.
Like, even if it's not racism, like, you can just be mean to employees, and then, like, if your manager has to just be like, she said she doesn't accept Christ in her heart. You know, like...
you can just be racist and like, hey, look, they killed Jesus Christ, you know?
As a worker, I'm always looking for excuses to get away with stuff. Having a built-in one in my job description, that bumps it up a couple points for me.
I get that. I do see where you're coming from here.
It's cool to be
imagine
like...
Imagine you're trying to take a sick day, you're just like, I got the devil in me.
It's cool to like have a minimum wage job that's about as evil as like a well-paying tech job.
Yeah.
Like it's cool to have that same feeling of guilt you do working for like a defense contractor, but you make $13 an hour.
I mean, and that it is, like, don't get it twisted. If you work there, you're evil. But I would not mind having managers that I can do Jedi mind tricks on.
Yeah, no, oh my god, the managers there?
Yeah.
You could tie their shoes together if you wanted PTO.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Getting a raise because you effectively faked getting a vision from God that said he wanted you to get a raise.
Yeah.
That right there. Speaking in tongues at work,
that'd be so perfect, yeah. God, okay, yeah, I think C or B is a good tier for this.
Like, what other manager is gonna, like, invite you to the driest cookout you've ever been to? It's great. I'm gonna say B tier.
Yeah, B tier. Okay.
I'm voting C, but I'm not voted on this one, so okay. I believe it is...
By the way, here's the thing. You could just steal money from the cash register. You wouldn't have to pay interest.
Yeah.
Right? Like, am I crazy? It sounds like a win-win.
You could complain about the taxes on your paycheck being usury, and they'd have to...
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
God damn, no, it would be so fun to hustle Hobby Lobby.
I could probably, if I started working at Hobby Lobby, within, I'm going to be generous to them and say, like, 2.5 years, I could run that corporation.
All right, I'm gonna do Party City.
Did not get to pick one.
You did.
Oh.
Wait.
Oh, I did 7-Eleven.
Yeah,
you're right.
You did 7-Eleven.
Right. No, you know what? You know what? I'm taking the L on that.
Yeah.
I'm also sick like a little Chihuahua dog.
So Party City.
Party City
is I don't know. What do we think?
I feel like the turnover rate at Party City is like 15 employees a month because they all keep killing themselves.
God damn. Yeah, I don't know. There's something like really perfect about like Party City when you're a kid. It's this wonderland where you buy Halloween costumes and big balloons for your parties. Then just watching that systematically get sucked dry from you is so
perfect.
Party
City is the Chuck E. Cheese's of stores.
Yeah, no. It's like what if a 24/7 or a you know, all year round fucking Spirit Halloween.
Yeah.
That is
It is crazy that it's open year round. Like that is
Every
kind
time
of
I walk into Party City, I feel like someone just trapped me in a box that's slowly losing air.
That is kind of like if you wanted to visit Santa at the mall in April. Like, that does... that doesn't feel right. Yeah, no, that's got to be brutal to work for.
Yeah. Most of your job working at Party City is just, like, pointing people. It's like, well, we only have the one kind of paper plates, and they have puffy Amayumi on them.
I will say...
If those work for you.
When you're going out the door, you get to ruin one kid's dreams. So if you use that right, I think that bumps it up a tier. Yes, it's terrible.
Oh, I thought you meant... I didn't realize you meant as an employee. I thought you meant every time like a customer leaves Party City.
Well, you get to do
one child's dreams.
One without being fired. You get like a... It's like your last... when you're on the way out the door because you didn't kill yourself, you're just leaving. There's a kid and you get to tell him that like Santa isn't real or he'll never be a basketball player or just something like that. You get to ruin one kid's life.
Or they'll never find a cure for cancer.
That would suck if you used that up on a kid who didn't have cancer.
Kid is just bald.
He's like, I don't care. Yeah. I'm just on my Caillou shit. Like, I think even more than like Spencer's gifts, I wouldn't want to work in Party City just because like, I feel like there's just this psychic drain that comes from working. Like, it feels like it was built on a spot that, like, a bunch of Native Americans were killed.
Yeah.
You know?
They were fed food on really, like, brightly colored plastic plates that was poisoned.
Yeah.
But one kid's dreams.
All of the Native Americans who were buried there got cancer off of eating, like, Marvel-themed forks that have been in circulation since 2005. Like, not only do I feel like there's just like some kind of residual like psychic cancer there, but also it's just fucking like, what kind of person is going to like Party City at 3 p.m.? A pervert. That's
someone who fucked
like me
up.
And my friends when we're stoned or something. We're just like, let's go to fucking Party City. It's what else is there to do?
Yeah.
Someone's going up to Party City with like a panicked look on their face. It's like, oh
yeah.
If I walked into Party City as like a customer, my first and only impulse would be to pick up the first thing I saw and throw it against the wall.
Considering how much of that store is made of paper, it's probably not gonna do
I know
much,
but imagine
idea.
Having to deal with that every time someone walks in.
Yeah.
How many kids, too? Like, goddamn. And those kids overstimulated.
I would respect the kids in Party City more than the adults.
But the kids are all, like, overstimulated and really feeling their oats.
Yeah,
like,
those are kids. Yeah.
They're seeing like too many colors at once. They're seeing too many monsters and Frankensteins.
Yeah. They're learning about ancient concepts like the old Teen Titans cartoon from the mid-2000s. They're like, what is this? It's like every time a kid walks into Party City, it's like awakening their mind to eldritch knowledge.
All right, so are we thinking D tier?
They're like, what's a caddy shack?
Yeah, bottom tier. Bottom tier, yeah. right alongside Spencer.
I would say D tier
because again,
if you guys are both,
I've been banging on this drum, but it's the perfect place to ruin a kid's day.
Yeah, 100%.
Absolutely, that is something
that cannot be overlooked.
Yeah,
is it my turn to pick?
Yes.
I'm going to go with GameStop.
Oh, I was going to pick this one next.
Oh, okay. Then I'll choose a different one.
No. GameStop's fine.
No. You can have it. No, if it means that much to you.
We're doing GameStop. I think that the problem F-tier. With this place is that it's all parents. And you have to, like, your parents are just like, which version of this game do I get for my kid? And you have to explain to them all this stuff they don't understand.
But
you also have the problem, Spencer, of
having to deal
GameStop
with
is like Well, I have not been at a GameStop in a while. At least like
having to deal
years.
With younger Andy. Yeah.
No, but like the thing about a GameStop is that it's kind of like working at being a used car salesman. Yeah. If you didn't make commission when you sold cars, you are constantly hawking promos, used games, Funko Pops, like as much shit with high markup value as you can possibly get.
Yeah.
And it's a shitty retail
and
job.
Also, yeah, so many arguments where someone turns in like 100 games and it's like, yeah, that's $25, and they're like, what the fuck.
Also, yeah. I was kind of joking about with the Andy crack there, but like I'm gonna be like generous and say probably about every 2 months you have to deal with like a Chris Chan.
Yeah.
Like just coming into your store and like knocking the games off the shelves because you don't stock like the particular Fortnite skin that they want. Like if any of all of the stores on this list, like any of the stores on this list, I feel like GameStop is probably by 300% more likely to get attacked by like a 23-year-old autistic person.
Oh yeah, no.
Yeah.
There's not a mass shooting there. Potential. It's like a mass tipping over.
It's like a mass slapping potential.
Yeah, no, I think this has got to go in F. There's no upside to this whatsoever.
Yeah, no. It,
you don't even get to play the video games.
Yeah, no. It would be funny if GameStop had like one stern woman to stand in the corner, and if you tried to play the game, she would slap your wrist with a ruler.
Yeah, smack you with a ruler, yeah.
Yeah.
Also, it is...
Oh,
it is
man,
all,
the
like...
GameStop nuns in again.
Also, like, over the past 7 years, it's crazy. Apparently, they have been like, well, we need more money than just selling games because obviously people are buying digital. What we can do?
Funko Pops.
Hey, you want to sell like an entire wall of Funkos and shitty cheap like AliExpress anime statues and like T-shirts and all? And it's just like, oh, this is what a vile vibe.
Yeah, half of GameStop now is just like covers that you can put on a controller that you play Fortnite with.
Exactly. Yeah.
I know that because I've been in multiple GameStops trying to get presents for my little brother over the years.
I have not been in a GameStop, but I do work right across from one at the retail.
Do you see the suicides?
No, but every time that I work there or look at that store, I think, man, they're still.
Do you ever have like a siren call where it's like something in your heart's like, I should go over there and like to have an autistic freak out?
I've worked in retail, man. I can't do that. I can't do that to someone else.
That'd be
else.
Funny if Andy was just like perfectly calm. He just told his supervisor, like, excuse me a moment. Just walked
pardon
over
me,
to the GameStop.
Pardon me, my fine fellow.
I need a quick smoke break. And then he walks over.
Would you grant me a sojourn that I might visit the GameStop?
Yeah, and he goes to the GameStop, lets out a bellowing scream, and then walks back stone-faced. I feel much better now. It's like a pillow to scream in.
Let me play Henry Hamlin.
Honestly, I'd still be one of the less annoying customers to deal with at that store, probably.
Sonic 3 superior to Sonic 2!
Alright, so my next pick. What am I gonna... you know what? Let's go with one that is decent.
Andy was looking over there. It was like a Roman emperor with delicacies. Ooh,
yeah, I
dare say, what shall be the next little treat that I pick out for me?
Let's go with Costco. Now, for all, I will say, Costco has a bunch of reasons that it would not be good to work for or annoying to work there. But the thing is, they give you like an actual full-time salary and benefits.
I have a friend who works at Costco. He fucking loves it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a real job.
Yeah, no, it seems amazing.
Yeah, no, it's crazy. More fucking stores should just do that rather than paying per hour.
Well, I mean, I feel like the only way Costco can get away with it is because, like, all of the foods they serve is, like, $25 or 25 cent worth hot dogs.
It's that and also...
And, like,
40
gallon drums of, like, fava beans.
It's that and also Costco isn't selling you... the products necessarily. They're selling you the subscription to enter the Costco.
Sure.
Like, that is the product that... And that is not a business model that most stores...
Hold on. I would argue that, like, I do think the Costco membership gets you a lot of boons. Costco very much does sell, like, a jar of molasses that you could smuggle a human being in.
Oh, sure. Like, sure. And then it's definitely easier to facilitate that with something like a Sam's Club or a Costco. I'm just saying that, like...
Yeah, no, like
you can't. You literally cannot shop at the store without being a member of Costco.
You can definitely walk into Costco and like get like a bin full of rice that Donkey Kong would throw at Mario.
Yeah, like, no, it's great.
Yeah,
and you can get $1.25 hot dog or $1.50 hot dog and drink.
Yeah, it's the perfect. In many ways, it's the perfect American enterprise.
Yeah. No, yeah, no. Like, Costco is kind of Reddit, but it's one of those things that's Reddit in a good way.
I think you could probably kill someone with one of the pieces, like one of the loaves of bread you get there.
I love Costco.
Yeah.
Costco rocks.
Yeah. We're having trouble disentangling, like, how it is to work there from our feelings for the store, but your friend vouched for it.
It seems like my friend's like an optometrist who works there, and it like, or not like, like he works in like the eyeglass department, like he's working towards his optometry degree, and he fucking loves it.
The worst thing that I can imagine about being Costco is having to be one of the people giving away free samples, and you're currently out, and you have to like
you have to beat them off with a stick, like, yeah.
Yeah, or some guy just way across the aisle, just like tapping his foot, looking at you for like 5 minutes as you get him ready. That could be
funny. If you work at the like sample counters at Costco, they give you a boar spear for if you run out of the free sample and like you get charged by the employee or by the customer.
Yeah.
You know, like those spears where it like has the little nubs on either side so the boar can't work its way up and kill you.
Yeah, you gotta be ready. You gotta fend them off. But yeah, no, I feel like maybe not quite in the same tier as Aldi, but
no,
like
I would
at
put
least
it up in
below.
Aldi tier. It seems like a very, very good place to work.
Yeah.
As far as retail goes.
Okay, that's fine.
I mean, obviously you have the issue with all retail where it's like, yeah, 90% of the people you work with are going to be mentally but like.
And also you don't get a chair unlike Aldi.
You could bring, but then again, you could probably bring it. You could probably buy a chair at Costco for 25 cents. Like,
yeah, true.
That's actually a downside of Costco right there is that they give you the employee discount. You're like, why the fuck do I need this? Everything in this store costs a penny like it's 1934.
I think bringing...
This is the only place in the world that has pre-Great Depression prices left.
Like, yeah, no, it's crazy. I think one of the things about Costco, I'm trying to think of like my... I feel like bringing back the carts in the store might be annoying because Costco has like giant like fucking bathtub sized carts.
Well, yeah, but that's you know, that's only because like you need that to transport around the anvil sized tubs of pasta that you get there.
Hell yeah, get guy care filling up the entire cart with just rotisserie chickens. Yeah.
If you were actually to get all of your like groceries from Costco, you would need a fridge that looks like the giant at the top of the beanstalk would use it.
Yeah,
like
just walk in.
Yeah,
like it just
you would need a room in your house that's a fridge.
It's like entering that fridge is like the scene in The Matrix where like the gun racks come in.
I'm gonna go with
you would need like a restaurant caliber freezer in your house. Like you would need one of those freezers where if you're not careful, you can get locked in there and die.
I am gonna go with Staples.
Okay, Staples.
Yeah, Staples.
I think what depends is the year 2003, because then it's S tier.
How come?
Unfortunately,
because it's a company from 2000. It's a 2003 ass company.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like. Oh man, the kinds of like software they sell, like work, like office supplies when everyone's working from home and doesn't need as much paper or pens anymore. Like, yeah, it is one of those retail spaces that's like good luck surviving.
I feel like working at Staples, like if you're trying to judge the quality, it's basically the same question as being like, how would it feel like to take a vacation to Germany? It's like, well, are you going in 1945 or are you going now?
Staples, I feel like 60% of the people who go in there don't buy anything. They just go in there, like, touch stuff and look around and then leave. I feel like that's, like, if I went to Staples, probably the only thing I'd do is I'd go to, like, the old-timey tax machines they have, type on them a little bit, press the That Was Easy button, and then walk out.
Yeah, I walk into a Staples, I'm like, oh, look, they have half a sheaf of paper and a USB that looks like Chris Griffin. All right, that was fun.
You know what might be annoying about working at Staples is that anytime around August, I feel like it is one of the prime back-to-school shopping
stores.
That
is true, yes.
Know?
And that has got to be depressing. Just Yeah. Really, really depressing.
Because you are dealing with a bunch of children who do not want to be there because it means the end times are
coming. Yeah, no, just really, really depressed kids coming in there.
You know what another bad part about working at Staples is?
What?
The 1,400 times a day you have to hear someone say, that was easy.
I will say, it would be fun to be in Staples and just in August and look a kid in the eye and say, they're making the school year even longer this year.
Yeah. That way, I mean, in much the same way as Party City, it's just like a variation on a theme.
Yeah, no, you get to tell them exactly how many days until the next summer break is.
Yeah.
And but you see that, and then you see their parents get more excited.
Oh, no. You know what's fun about working at Staples also?
What?
You get to meet Dilbert.
My buddies and I went to, since, you know, we were fucking...
Yeah, we met Dilbert.
Yeah. Well, no, my buddies and I, like, since we were fucking lame, straight-edge people in high school, one night we went to Staples.
Well, you weren't straight anything.
What is it? And we just went to, like, the discount section and bought everything on the discount rack.
Oh,
and
my God.
The guy, the guy who, like, saw us, like, we were, like, crying laughing since it was just, like, a stamp that said paid, a computer game from 2002, and, like, one other thing.
And was like, you guys just heard of pranks?
Yeah, you guys just sort of, and yeah, no, it was probably an off, and also, like, he tried to ring them up, and they were just not listed in the store at all, so he was like,
my God.
You know, like,
just give me $5.
Yeah. Estimate prices for them, oh, God.
Oh, that
Yeah,
sucks.
No, that guy's night was ruined by us.
Good job.
And that, you're like a teenager, so you're like, man, that guy's life sucks. 36, working at Staples, and he's actually like 20.
Yeah.
It's the same age as us. You know
what? Yeah.
This he was thinking of doing like, the start, exact
he just
same
started
thing.
He just started losing his hair in ninth grade.
Yeah.
This is neither a good nor bad thing, but I feel like every but whenever I go to Staples, I'm like, damn, this is like a huge section for like impulse buy stuff. Yeah. As like candy and that. Like for how, like compared to the size of the store, it's like, do you need all this?
It's the number one place in the country to go sit in an office chair, look at the price tag, and then leave.
And spin around a little bit.
And then go buy the end, and then go get the office chair for even cheaper on Amazon.
Yeah, just look at it, see, it's like, okay, it's a nice chair, but I don't have $600, so I'm
also, I don't
want to
carry it home with me.
Yeah, no.
And I don't want to assemble
it. I don't have a pickup truck.
I feel like I've, as an adult, I've been to Staples maybe 3 times, and each time I was like, this doesn't feel right. I should be 11 and like incomprehensibly terrified of what's going on here. Like going to Staples as an adult feels like seeing the true face of God in a way where it's, but like in a way where it's like deeply, deeply disappointed. Like it's like if you saw the true face of God and he looked like Scott Bakula.
Next time my homies are in town, I think we're going to go to Staples again.
Yeah, you're gonna staple your nuts.
Is there anything else you could do after you go to after that?
Panera Bread. Most depressing hang of your life.
I think I have a Panera right across the plaza where my Staples is at as well.
Yeah, that's, it's got to be the number one way to spend a Thursday afternoon. Yeah.
I missed stores feeling like too big and incomprehensible.
Yeah.
That was a cool feeling as a kid where you went into a store and you're like, I have no idea what the fuck is going on.
Like Lowe's was legitimately a wonderland when
it was
you
were terrifying.
A kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's
yeah.
Every time I went to Lowe's, I'm like, something's going to pop out of this shelf and kill me.
Yeah, no.
I'm like going to get hunted by a tiger in here.
Every time like someone would announce over the speakers like cleanup needed in aisle 9, you'd be like, "Whoa. That means the end times are here."
Every time I went to Home Depot, in the back of my head, I was like, I bet they have a Kraven the Hunter on staff.
Yeah, it feels like you're in the Hall of the Mountain King when you're in there as a kid.
What tier are we doing, Staples?
D.
C tier.
Yeah, D.
Again, bad, ruin a kid's life.
So I think this is ties.
Oh, is it my pick?
Yes.
Yeah.
You know what? While we're on the topic. No, you know what? Let's do a easy one. Let's do Target or Target.
Does anyone have any choice mom mispronunciations to say? Or
yeah, she called it faggot once.
Faggay.
No, I mean, it's just the one faggay.
No, my grandmother, my Midwestern grandmother, called a Chipotle Chipotles.
which I always thought was
never heard you tell that story before.
No one on this fucking podcast will remember that.
That's a good point, yeah.
Yeah, no one will fucking remember.
Anyway, let's talk about Target.
Target, yeah.
Target. I feel like it's a sleeper pick for F.
Because
every time you like you go there and the only people who are going to shop for you are either like the cuntiest, most nose pointed 90 degrees up moms that you can find or like a 400 pound guy with a neck beard who's going to call you like a pedophile.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, like,
right.
Target has the worst layout of any store I've ever seen.
Yes,
like,
it does.
It's like in the mouth of madness.
It's like. Where the fuck is anything I'm supposed to find? And then you look, it's like, oh, it's an aisle K28. Then you look at the aisles, and it's like, how am I supposed to get there?
I walk around Target. I need to, like, leave a trail of breadcrumbs behind me so I don't get lost on the way back.
Why is the grocery stuff so far from the front
Why does
entrance?
It have grocery stuff?
Because it's a supermarket.
It's not!
You know.
It's absolutely not a supermarket. It's like 30% clothing store, 30% like lamp store. Well, it shouldn't. Why does it have and like 30% medicine store? Why does it have like food?
I love that Target. You go there and it's like, well, the food's here, so it's Target, so it's gonna be cheaper than a grocery store, and then it's not at all.
Target has a food section in the same way that like a Vietnamese massage parlor has a massage. You know, like they're like, I guess we gotta.
It's like, we'll advertise it as such,
but
it's so funny to like, they have an entire, you know how at a 7-Eleven they have like the little basket where they have like bananas in it or whatever? Imagine that stretched out to 20 aisles.
Yeah. It's like they shoved a corner store into an actual store.
Yeah. And the brands are equally as fake as Aldi brands.
Yeah.
Like Aldi brands are called
100%.
Like, Tasty Delicious, and then Target brands are called like Health and Gather.
Target has like 7 food aisles that just have Oreo and like a juice called Health Bullet. That's it.
they have like 7 different types of cereal called Crispy Crunchies with 4 Y's.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, it's Whoever decided that Target needs like a produce section is an evil, like a mad genius. Like the guy who put the produce section in Target is like someone who Kim Possible would fight.
That the Target produce section is like something out of like an anti-GMO ad or something.
It's yeah,
like,
exactly.
Everything there feels like it's been sprayed with pesticides.
The produce section at Target feels like it should have a gate in front of it that you can only unlock if you're an alcoholic.
Yeah, you should have to answer a riddle to get in there.
Yeah. Like, it feels like they should be checking your ID just to see if you're in AA.
Yeah. Oh. It's crazy. They've got so many options there, and it still feels like a food desert.
The Target produce section has a breathalyzer, and if you're under 0.9, you're not allowed to shop there.
Damn, I have not been into Target that much. I had a cousin who was a manager there, so I had a bunch of gift cards, but my family never super went to Target a lot, so I'm learning a lot about how Target, like, I've been in a couple times, so I'm like, yeah, I guess it's okay, but like, I've never done like
Target should sell like
shop.
12 packs of White Claw in the produce section. That would like their profits would skyrocket. Like, if you're like going there to buy some like apples or whatever, and they're like, oh fuck, they got White Claw, let's go.
Yeah, it's like, oh my god, this will pair well with Amy Schumer's book, which is one of 3 books they have here.
Yeah, this $45 vinyl of the new Drake album that I bought,
and a shirt that just says Disney World on it.
In Times New Roman.
Yeah, in Calibri.
This Wu-Tang Clan shirt that's too large at the chest but too skinny at the sleeves will go perfectly with this 48 pack
and it's also
of Miller High Life.
It's also spelled W-H-O-O Tang.
Yeah, it's a Dr. Seuss themed Wu-Tang Clan shirt.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go buy a lamp that's made out of a new type of plastic that's harder to decompose. Like, No, yeah, I'm just gonna grab a random tarp.
I'm gonna buy some underwear that has Nirvana, but they're in the Simpsons art style on it. That's gonna be what I buy.
I'm gonna buy a board game called Sinisterlicious that's made for 45-year-olds to sexually assault each other while playing.
Yeah. I'm gonna get a copy of this board game that I'm going to give to the kid I hate at a Skate Nation party.
I mean, I don't even know if it's that low. It's just there's so much about Target as a consumer where I'm like, fuck you.
It would be hard to get bored working there because you're constantly pathfinding and charting out.
Do you remember
that
video?
Yeah, you keep having random encounters working at Target.
It's a roguelike.
Do you remember that one video from last year or maybe 2022 where it was like the religious freak walking out to this lady and was like, do you believe in God? No. And she went, no. And do you believe in Satan? And she went, yeah, I love Satan. And like just bored and trying to get her away. Yeah, there are random encounters in Target. Yeah.
Like Target's the only store you work at where you get EXP.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
I think D-tier sounds fine.
Yeah.
I'm going to go kind of the opposite direction for this next store. Let's talk about Dollar Tree. Let's talk about dollar stores.
S tier. You get to kill a man if you work there.
The lead fumes are delicious.
Yeah.
So, like, obviously, no corporation or store, like, cares about you as an employee on any level. But, like, dollar stores really don't care about
dollar
you
stores
on any
are
level.
Great because you get to see how shitty a version of certain products get.
Yeah.
Like, you really, like, if you want to see how a towel can get fucked up, go to a Dollar Tree.
Half of the products in a Dollar Tree were made to kill someone in Vietnam.
I got a towel, like a bath towel from Dollar Tree, and it has become dyed blue since then.
Yeah. I think the Dollar Tree was made explicitly not to sell products but for 15-year-olds to drink behind.
Yeah, it is someone seeing how fast you can enact planned obsolescence. Like, yeah. It is a speed run. It's like, can we get planned obsolescence for a disposable water bottle? Oh yeah, we can.
Dollar Trees are like a mafia front business, but instead of doing crimes, they're a front for like a dumpster that someone gets their first hand job behind.
Let's sell like candy bars, but not like normal candy bars. Like other, let's sell the candy bars that in the boxes that ship to movie theaters because they didn't.
Yeah,
can we
just sell the dud candy bars?
Can we sell a boxed mac and cheese that's made out of diabetes?
An unlabeled box of mac and cheese.
And also a bag of chips that is a size of chip bag that you have not seen at any other store.
If you get mac and cheese at Dollar Tree, it's called mac butt cheese. Mac or cheese.
2% milk that's been poured into a water bottle.
They don't even sell 2% milk at Dollar Tree. They sell like 7.3% milk. Like, they got some crazy percentages on the milk in that store.
You shake any bottle of milk you get at the Dollar Tree and you're gonna hear like marbles inside it.
Oh my god, you wanna hear something horrifying? I don't know if they're still doing it. At one point in the free frozen section of the Dollar Tree, you could buy $3 ribeye steaks.
Okay, by frozen section, you mean the like an entire like glaciated area of it, right? Like an area where they just
honestly, Russia has started using Dollar Tree frozen sections as a new Siberia. That's what that steak was.
Like, you're calling it a frozen section in like the Mario ice level sense, correct?
The $3 ribeyes that you're talking about were once a man named Pieter.
Oh, yeah, you don't know what. That's probably horse. They're probably selling you horse steaks.
Like, when you get a $3 ribeye from the Dollar Tree, you know in the back of your head as you eat it that he could have written a great piece of literature.
God damn, that $3 ribeyes is just fucking tough. As opposed to $3 Costco ribeyes, which are probably delicious.
Amazing.
Yeah.
They give you twice as much cancer and they taste three times as good.
Yeah, no, they come like pre-basted. And meanwhile, $3 ribeyes at the Dollar Tree are like, have the give of shoe leather.
I've, See, we're talking about like the store itself, though. We're not talking about the employee experience.
I mean, it's like it's kind of got to be like cool in like a well, fuck it, can't get any worse sense.
There is a sad feeling though of someone doing or attempting a full like grocery run at a dollar store.
You that get numb to that pretty fast, and then you just get the experience of like just ignoring people.
When I imagine working at Dollar Tree, like. It looks like the game Rust to me.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like they don't see through eyes like a normal human being does. If you're a Dollar Tree employee, like, it looks like you're playing, like, a third-person survival game.
Yeah, no, that's gotta count for something.
There is.
If someone tried to, if you
kill someone or get killed on the premises of a Dollar Tree, you cannot be charged for the crime.
You respawn
6 hours later.
Yeah, no.
You lose half your gold for the day.
Imagine, like, being at a Dollar Tree and a supervisor tries to micromanage you. You could just say no. I'm not doing that.
What are you going to do, fire me? I work at Dollar Tree.
I honestly think that, like, as part of prison reform, they should make, like, rapists work at Dollar Tree instead of doing hard labor or whatever.
I mean, I'm pretty sure they already make them do that in addition to hard labor.
I mean, that's gotta, like, be a more humbling and empathy-building experience than, like, any amount of fucking prison labor could be.
Yeah. I would rather work as, like, a prison firefighter than at a Dollar Tree.
You will see more horrifying things working at the Dollar Tree.
Can we put like something under F tier?
We should put. Let's do like an A/F.
Can we call
F
it
tier.
Dollar? Can we call it Dollar Tree tier?
I think we should call it S/F since like, I don't know. It would be a journey.
Let's do like My Life a Movie tier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I think, honestly, better podcast than this one would be just interviewing people who've worked at a Dollar Tree for over a year.
We could do an interview series for Dollar Tree employees.
Yeah, just literally just asking them to tell stories.
Do we have time for one more? Spencer, do you want to do one?
Yeah, sure. Let's do PetSmart.
Never go hungry, I'll tell you what.
I have not worked at a PetSmart. As someone who worked at a pet store before, let me tell you something. There's always going to be some amount of cleaning shit as part of the shitty retail experience, but like with a pet store, it is a regular occurrence, obviously.
If I was working at a pet store and a pet shit on the ground, I would punch in the back of the head.
They should have one exotic pet store. One big box exotic pet store where you can buy like a sable.
I could only work at a pet store with like very sturdy pets because I'd be punching them in the back of the head every day.
I want to buy an abused slow loris from a big box store.
I want to work at a pet store and break a tortoise over my knee.
You know what's one of the worst things about working at a pet store? Like bagging like crickets or like feed animals for like a turtle or lizard or something.
Do you ever like grab a couple when you get hungry?
No, they get nasty quick. They get nasty so fucking fast. Like when they die, they start like letting out, I think, like ammonia or something. Oh my God. Once one or two die,
that's awesome.
They start just
demon souls mechanic.
It's gross in there. You gotta clean that shit constantly.
Yeah.
It's the only store you can work at that gives you status effects.
Do you have snakes at your pet store?
Yeah, my coworkers.
Ooh. Oh, I know that's true. But no, that since do you have to feed them, like, do you just take the gerbils from the gerbil section and throw them in there to feed the snakes?
No, we have, like, frozen dead ones, okay. But yeah. There are some stores where you can, like, get live mice and rats to feed for the purposes of feeding reptiles.
Do you ever get to make the animals fight each other?
Yeah, we got, like, in the middle of the store, you get, like, there's a pit.
Okay, it should be legal to do that with snakes. Like, dogs, no. Yeah. Chickens, probably not. Snakes, absolutely.
Snakes, definitely. It's in their nature.
Yeah, no.
Or just, like, all of your friends get over and bring their pet snakes over, and you make, like, an Indiana Jones trap pit where all the snakes hang out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I would love to invite Indiana Jones to a pet store. That motherfucker would get freaked out.
Yeah, it's I will say also it's not as working at a pet store can be less because there's like you don't have to deal with like less. I feel like per capacity you have to deal with like less heavy shit and unloading stuff isn't as difficult. So it's not the worst job you could have, yeah. But yeah.
Except for the heavy shit of like the pets' backstories.
I mean, any pet store that like sells dogs from like breeders or like rabid kennels and like goes through them quickly, that is a sad thing.
I would never buy a dog from a breeder. I'm only getting gay dogs.
All right, folks, that's gonna do it.
We didn't give a tier. Let's just do that real quick. C.
C seems crazy.
Well, there was nothing in there, so
yeah, that's a good point.
And again, PetSmart is like. It's slightly less miserable, I feel like, than normal retail, but still not.
How come they call it PetSmart when pets are usually pretty stupid?
All right. Well, folks, this has been
all right. Catch you all next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I'm all lost in the supermarket. I can no longer shop happily. For a special offer, guaranteed personality. I wasn't born, so much as I fell out, nobody seemed to notice me. We had a hedge back home in the suburb, over which I never could see. I heard the people who live on the ceiling scream and fight more scarily. Hearing that noise was my first ever feeling. Supermarket, I can no longer shop happily. I came in here for a special offer, a guaranteed personality. I'm all tuned in, I see all the programs, I save coupons for packets of tea. I've got my giant hit discotheque album. I empty a bottle, I feel a bit free. Kids in halls and the pipes in the wall. Make long distance calls and the silence makes me lonely. I'm lost in the supermarket. I can no longer shop happily. I came in here for the special offer.